The History of Herodotus. The fourth book, entitled Melpomene, translated by George Rawlinson, first published in 1858. This audiobook is based upon the Dunyazad Digital Library Edition. After the taking of Babylon, an expedition was led by Darius into Scythia, Asia abounding in men and vast sums flowing into the treasury. The desire seized him to exact vengeance from the Scyths, who had once in days gone by invaded Media, defeated those who met them in the field, and so begun to quarrel. During the space of 28 years, as I have before mentioned, the Scyths continued lords of the whole of Upper Asia. They entered Asia in pursuit of the Sumerians, and overthrew the empire of the Medes, who, till they came, possessed the sovereignty. On their return to their homes after the long absence of 28 years, a task awaited them, little less troublesome than their struggle with the Medes. They found an army of no small size prepared to oppose their entrance, for the Scythian women, when they saw that time went on, and their husbands did not come back, had intermarried with their slaves. Now the Scythians blind all their slaves to use them in preparing their milk. The plan they follow is to thrust tubes made of bone, not unlike our musical pipes, up the vulva of the mare, and then to blow into the tubes with their mouths, some milking while the others blow. They say that they do this because when the veins of the animal are full of air, the udder is forced down. The milk thus obtained is poured into deep wooden casks, about which the blind slaves are placed, and then the milk is stirred round. That which rises to the top is drawn off and considered the best part. The under portion is of less account. Such is the reason why the Scythians blind all those whom they take in war. It arises from their not being tillers of the ground, but a pastoral race. When, therefore, the children sprung from these slaves and the Scythian women grew to manhood and understood the circumstances of their birth, they resolved to oppose the army which was returning from Media. And first of all, they cut off a tract of country from the rest of Scythia by digging a broad dike from the Tauric Mountains to the vast lake of the Meotis. Afterwards, when the Scythians tried to force an entrance, they marched out and engaged them. Many battles were fought, and the Scythians gained no advantage, until at last one of them thus addressed the remainder. "What are we doing, Scythians? We are fighting our slaves, diminishing our own number when we fall, and the number of those that belong to us when they fall by..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?